This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. And by stackup.org. In today's news, and we got a lot of it, we got some releases and some sales going on right now. Nintendo wins again. And we got some Civilization 7 news as well. But we begin today with an acquisition from Gamatsu.com. Rockstar Games may acquire Video Games Deluxe, and that is a Sydney-based development studio, and it will be renamed as Rockstar Australia. So here's what the company did say in an announcement. Quote, Video Games Deluxe, which was founded by L.A. Nior, developer Team Bondi founder Brendan McNamara, has previously worked with Rockstar Games on the 2017 releases of L.A. Nior and L.A. Nior, the VR case files, as well as the upgrades to Grand Theft Auto the Trilogy Definitive Edition for iOS and Android, Netflix, and modern consoles. After working together closely for many years, we are excited to have Video Games Deluxe to join the team as Rockstar Australia. That's what Rockstar Games did say in a quote from Jennifer Colby. So, that is happening. What's going to happen there? We shall see. Now we have a bit of an update, because Eurogamer did say that the AI slop, if you remember yesterday from Guitar Hero, ended up being market research for a fake game. Yes, Eurogamer did say it, because what Eurogamer did find out was that the game did not exist. Therefore, there was no announcement. Now, the adverts also includes the smartphone games and other Activision franchises. Now, if you did look for it and you click through some of the adverts, you go to the mobile store page, marketing service, GeekLab, and then the survey would reveal that, quote, this isn't a real game, but could be someday, end quote. So it ended up being a market research advertisement. So there's an update for you. That's all right, if those games do come out, maybe they'll end up on the BAFTA games nominations list. WCCF Tech did say that, well, there's some 8 categories and there's some nominations that went on. So here's the list. Animation, Astrobot, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Lego Horizon Adventure, Setsuna Saga Hellblade 2, Thank Goodness You're Here, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2, Artistic Achievement, Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Harold Hebbut, Neva, Setsuna Saga Hellblade 2, Still Wakes the Deep, Audio Achievement, Animal Well, Astrobot, Helldivers 2, Setsuna Saga Hellblade 2, Star Wars Outlaws, Still Wakes the Deep, Best Game, Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Helldivers 2, Thank Goodness You're Here, The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, British Game, Highland Song, Lego Horizon Adventures, Paper Trail, Setsuna Saga Hellblade 2, Still Wakes the Deep, Thank Goodness You're Here, Debut Game, Animal Well, Balatro, Pacific Drive, Tales of Kintaro Zhao, Thank Goodness You're Here, The Plucky Squire, Evolving Game, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 14 Online, No Man's Sky, Sea of Thieves, Vampire Survivors, World of Warcraft, Family Game, Astrobot, Cat Quest 3, Lego Horizon Adventures, Little Kitty Big City, Super Mario Party Jamboree, The Plucky Squire, Game Beyond Entertainment, Botany Manor, Kind World 2, or Kind Words 2, Let the City Pop, Senior Saga Hellblade 2, Tales of Kinzero, Zao, Tetris Forever, Vampire Therapist, Game Design, Animal Well, Astrobot, Balatro, Helldivers 2, Technical Breach Wizards, The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, Multiplayer, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Lego Horizons Adventures, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Tekken 8, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2, Music, Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Helldivers 2, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, Star Wars Outlaws, Narrative, Black Myth Wukong, Dragon Age of Elgard, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Metaphor Rufanso, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, Still Wakes the Deep, New Intellectual Property, Animal Well, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Metaphor Rufanso, Still Wakes the Deep, Thank Goodness You're Here, Performer in a Lead Role, Alec Newman, Still Wicks It Deep, Humbly Gonzalez, Star Wars Outlaws, Isabella Hitchbald, Indica, Luke Roberts, Silent Hill 2, Melina Jurgens, Sinner Saga Hellblade 2, Leanne Newell, Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Performer in Supporting Role, Abby Greenland, Helen Gullen, Sinner Saga Hellblade 2, Edis Emma Hamilton, Sinner Saga Hellblade 2, John Brith, Thank Goodness You're Here, Karen Dunbar, Still Wakes the Deep, Matt Berry, Thank Goodness You're Here, Michael Abubakar, Still Wakes the Deep. Technical Achievement, Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Still Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Sinner Saga Hellblade 2, Tiny Glade, Warhammer 40,000, Space Marine 2. One thing that we did not know, it was not on the list, is Gears of War. Just a quick update here, because they're going to PlayStation 5 via PlayStationLifestyle.net, and that might be the Gears of War collection that will be launching on PlayStation 5, quite possibly with Xbox and PC. Now, according to XTIS1 on Reddit, this trilogy can be scheduled for release this year. And the PlayStation 5 version, PlayStation Lifestyle thinks, will release with Xbox and PC. Now, all that will be shown on the Xbox Showcase, which has not been scheduled yet. Well, I haven't seen one, but we'll see if it has been. But we'll see if that does come for Gears of War. Now we go to Far Cry. PC Games N did say that the Far Cry Extraction FPS was rebooted, and Ubisoft says that Far Cry 7 is in the works. Now, full disclosure, I have known this for a little bit, but I did not say anything because there has been no reporting on it, or very little reporting on it. But now we can say that all of this can now happen. And mainly they were talking about Far Cry 7 because they were talking about some of the rumors, because it could be in the freezing wilderness in Alaska. And it'll be a part of the PvPvE experience, all a part of the former games, because you'll be facing off against AI-controlled soldiers in a deadly wildfire. Now, some of the games, such as Ark Raiders, Marathon, and Exoborn, did have some developers over to Far Cry 7 just to get the game out, because right now, they had to go back to basics. But Ubisoft is still optimistic about Far Cry 7, even though it went back to basics. Now, will we see any trailers for Far Cry 7 this year? Still early, but we shall see. But too bad nobody's suing over it. Yeah, Nintendo won again. NintendoEverything.com said that they won a lawsuit involving some pirated games on a shareholding site. And they won against DeStorage, which was operating on OneFitcher.com. And the company did say that the French shareholder didn't remove or block access to pirated games on the website. Nintendo did provide some notifications, but no action was taken. Now, the lawsuit does go back to 2021 originally, but the Judicial Court of Paris did order DeStorage to pay £935,000, or euros, I should say, not pounds. But DeStorage did follow up with an appeal, but that did not end the way that they wanted to. So the decision, even after the appeal, went final. So they did it again. Too bad this isn't October, because VG247 said Acclaim could be rising from the graves. Well, if you think about it, 20 years ago, Acclaim went into bankruptcy. And Acclaim at that time had NBA Jam, Turok, and Mortal Kombat. Now, 20 years later, meaning this year, the company is being resurrected. And that is via CEO Alex Joseph, who did found and led Graffiti Games. Now, since he's in charge, he's hoping to, quote, provide much needed resources such as funding, marketing, and PR support, giving independent studios to the opportunity to bring their creative visions to a broad audience, end quote. Now, they are looking at the different games that Acclaim did have at the time, but we shall see what happens there. It won't be Civ 7. Eurogamer Civilization 7. Yep, I said Eurogamer, didn't I? Well, they did say that Civ 7 did release its development roadmap, and they are promising some UI updates. Now, the first update, 1.1.0, is available now. And they will add the Bermuda Triangle and some other UI and some updates to polish the game. But a further update, 1.1.1, will arrive on March 25th. And that will have Mount Everest and some other things. But the biggest thing was the UI, and that's what they're saying. Quote, "We need some time to digest all your feedback, but some areas that we're looking to include making UI interactions more intuitive, improving map readability, fixing areas to polish like formatting and more." Those were the developers that were talking about that. But they did show the roadmap. April is going to be 1.2 with more UI updates, some research questing, and some more things. And they said beyond that, well, there'll be more UI updates. Auto Explorer, modding tools, Etsy, multiplayer, so on and so forth. So, we'll see what happens there. Now you're going to need a monitor. Yep, just to play some of those games. PC Games In said the Asus Display OLED is on sale. It's a 27-inch, 1440p, 240Hz OLED, and it's under $600. So if you need a monitor, a small one, but a good one, it is $569 at Amazon. Go check it out. Oh, we got some games on sale too. PlayStation Lifestyle.net said that Maneater is available for $10 for another 24 hours. So if you want Maneater, 75% off right now. Oh, PushSquare.com did say that Carmen Sandiego is out as well for PlayStation 4 and 5 for $30. So where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Go find her. And while you're doing that, you can find some deals on your Xbox as well. Lots of games on sale. Lots of games. From about 40% off to 90% off. Lots of games. Like Hades, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Ultimate Edition, Alan Wake 2. Yeah, lots of games. And we do like lots of games. Yes, we do. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. Until then, go play some video games. Bye.